We can investigate for ourselves in terms of life. We see that everything changes. Work changes. Aspects of the family change. We can see that if our mind is unhappy, then we think, oh, this world is so terrible. There are so many horrible people. There are no good people in this world. However, if our mind is in a very good state, then we think this world is so wonderful, and everybody in the world is so wonderful. There's so many good people around. You see, the world is just a mirror of our own mind. The more unhappy you are, discontent you are, the more this world gives you troubles. The more happy you are, this world seems to be a very peaceful place. The more natural and free your mind is, the more natural and free this world seems to be. The more complicated your mind is, the more complicated this world is. And even more complicated are our relationships with other people. And this isn't because things are complicated or the world is complicated. It's because people are complicated. Most of the problems come because we can't control our own minds. And we have all of these discontent ideas, all of these attachments, and then a mountain of problems follows. These things that we're not able to resolve in our life, we are the ones who generated, who created these problems. And so purifying our mind is the best practice. And we must purify our minds. If we don't resolve these afflictions, what is the result going to be? We must investigate this. And naturally we will see that it won't bring about a good result. The more we give other people problems, then we find that other people are opposing us. Other people are not happy to see us. However, if we don't follow these negative emotions, and we maybe practice some forbearance, although we might feel uncomfortable, we will find that it gets better and better and better. And all of this has got to do with the state of our mind. The state of our mind is very important. And with these negative emotions, just because of some small thing, we lose our family, we lose our job. And because of something small, we're just not able to improve our practice. We have this attachment, and this should be like this and that, and all of these and this. And then later we look back and we think, oh, everything was disturbed and all of this time was wasted just for such a small thing. Why is it important that we have a good state of mind? Because it has this accommodating state of mind. It has forbearance, patience. And with this state of mind, we can listen very carefully, listen very well. We have this mindset. No matter what happens, I'm not going to let the things that happen in this world affect the state of mind of others. It's not as if I tell you about this now, that you have this ability. We have to practice every day. When we wake up in the morning, before we brush our hair or brush our teeth, first we meditate. Don't think about anything else and practice. And we can do the same at lunchtime and the same in the evening. If we do this, we might find that the way we go about the day might be slower, however, our wisdom will have been increased. If our mind is not disturbed and scattered, then every moment of the life has good fortune and happiness. Feeling fortunate is always there. Feeling happiness is always there. What we haven't experienced is the great happiness of the vast mind. We've experienced and we do experience the happinesses of the material things. And we continuously experience these, maybe that we have something nice to wear, that we have some good food to eat, that we might be able to watch something. There are these enjoyments. However, have we had the enjoyment of having a vast, compassionate mind, a vast, wise mind, a vast, great meditative state of mind? These we haven't experienced. Practitioners not only are enjoying the material aspects of life, they are also enjoying a state of mind that is full of happiness and good fortune. We have all the aspects of having good fortune. Only the problem is our mind is all scattered. And it doesn't allow you to practice. And these desires of ours will say, oh, this year you need to buy a car that costs 200,000 RMB. And next year it was said, no, you really need to have a car that costs 300,000 RMB. And then a year or two afterwards, your desire already said, you really should have a car that is worth 500,000 RMB. And this is what's happening when all we are relying on is our satisfying ourselves through our material concerns and our desires. And the reality is, we will never satisfy our desires in this way. Until we are old, until we are facing death, still the desires won't be satisfied. At the end of the day, these people with so much money, when they get old, what do? They spend their time playing mahjong and gambling. In one way to look at this life, it is delusory. It's dreamlike. And another way to look at this life, it is a precious human life. And even more rare is that we can practice the Dharma. With this life, we can benefit sentient beings, we can attain the state of a bodhisattva or Buddhahood. And in this way, this precious human life is a really precious jewel. The question is if you are going to use it or not. And if you use it, really, there is not anything more precious than this. However, if we don't see how valuable it is and we don't use it well, then all we do is eat and sleep and play, and we end up going to the lower realms or to the realms of the animals. And then it has no great blessing or is not so valuable. On the contrary, if we use it to just harm others, kill, doing all sorts of negative things for the few decades that we have this life, then it just keeps us revolving around in samsara. We have this human life not because we requested it. It's because of our past positive merit. And as a result of that past merit, we do have enjoyments and pleasures that are temporary. However, as soon as this merit that we have accumulated in our previous lives is used up in this life, then what's going to happen? However, we get other people that are going to practice, and not only do they control themselves, they don't engage in all of these negativities, all of these afflictive emotions, but what they do is they really use this precious human life to accumulate merit and accumulate and accumulate positive merit. Then in the next life, for sure, they'll be at a better state of mind and moving closer and closer to attaining the state of a bodhisattva. However, those that wasted their merit, they are probably going to descend down to the animal realm. This is just the infallibility of cause and effect. Positive brings positive results, negative deeds bring negative results. See these people, it doesn't matter how much money or fame or status they have, in a moment it can disappear. Once the merit is over, then we leave this world. We have this very precious human life and all of this merit. However, if we don't do positive things, we don't engage in accumulating merit, then day by day we are busy using up our positive merit, and we use it up very quickly, consuming our good merit when we are sleeping, when we are enjoying ourselves, playing, eating, chatting away. When we are enjoying, are we not using up our good merit? Why do we think that these good practitioners really have these very simple lives? And whatever they can, whenever they can, they offer to others their time or valuables. Helping others, reciting mantras, meditating, practicing, accumulating merit. These people have wisdom. Not only do they already have merit, however, they are continuing to accumulate merit. Like people saving money in the bank. If we don't understand this, and all we're doing is eating and enjoying ourselves, well, do animals not do the same? What's the difference? Look at the animals. They're busy there, eating, enjoying themselves, just finding a warm place to be in. This is not the great blessing of a precious human life. With this precious human life, we can do meaningful things. The difference between animal realm and human realm is our wisdom. Having this precious human life, what do we want to do with it, apart from just eking out an existence? If you want to just spend this life eating, drinking, playing, and then dying, well, you can do this, and then you get the result of this. and then, just like a dream, you leave this world. It's very important we decide what we want to do with this life and the direction we are going to follow.